Little Hammer, the Nubian Ibex. Once upon a time, there was a yearling Nubian Ibex, or Israeli mountain goat, that was born and raised on the tip-top of a very dry, very hard, and very, very high mountain peak. His name was Little Hammer, and he and his sisters and brothers and mother and aunts and grandparents all lived together, while his father and uncles were doing important work, as his grandmother told him, further down the mountain toward the river valley. Little Hammer and his siblings spent their days playing tag and practicing jumping and landing, and several times a week attending climbing lessons with Miss Surefoot, their climbing teacher.
"There is a reason only we ibex are here at the top of this mountain," she often said, "and it's because of those beautiful hooves you have. They are made to climb, made to scale the steepest cliffs and the most treacherous crags and crannies. Those hooves of yours are your salvation. They will keep you safe from what waits for us down below."
Little Hammer loved when she talked about his hooves and how special they were. What he didn't like, however, was when she talked about what waits for him and the others down below, because he knew that she was talking about the leopards. This was the important business that his grandmother referred to when she talked of his father, Big Hammer, and his uncles.
"The leopards of the valley now rule this land," she told him. "Once this valley was ours, but now that the leopards have arrived, we must stay here in the mountains out of harm's way. They do not respect our beautiful horns and our sure feet, no. They only know what they wish to know. They only know what serves them."
It was true that the Nubian ibexes were extraordinary creatures with their long, arched, and uniquely beautiful horns, as well as their perfectly adapted hooves. They were truly a wonder. It was also true that neither of those features were very impressive to the leopards. Leopards hunted, and whether it was a Nubian ibex or a gazelle or a wild boar, what most interested the leopards was who could be that day's meal. This was all common knowledge among the ibexes on the top of the mountain, and what they also knew was that soon they would all need to scale the steep edge of the cliff and descend to the land of the leopard.
"There is no food here," said his grandmother. "The grasses and acacia trees and shrubs are all down in the valley. So we must all leave this mountain top, Little Hammer, all of us."
His grandmother knew that Little Hammer was worried about this. He fully understood that they needed to leave, that they needed to go down to where the food was. But the way was dangerous. So many things could happen. He could slip. Rocks could loosen and fall. The weather could change. And then, what about when they arrived? What about the leopards?
"This is the important work," explained his grandmother when he asked about the leopards. "Your father and the others are standing up to the leopards. They are resisting the leopards, and they are telling them they must leave. They must leave us alone and must go back to where they came from. It is dangerous, Little Hammer. It is very difficult to scare away a leopard. But our horns are long and strong, and when we charge, not even a leopard can stand in our way. That is the important work. Driving the leopards out for good.
Little Hammer was proud of his father, Big Hammer, and wished to be like him. He wished he could be in the group that drove the leopards out of the valley, but at the same time, he was still frightened. He wanted to believe his grandmother that no animal could stand in the way of a charging ibex. But he also heard rumors of the leopards, rumors that they could turn invisible, rumors that they never slept, rumors that they could climb better than the goats thought. And then, one very cold morning in early winter, Little Hammer's mother told him that it was time to go.
"This is a very special day for you, Little Hammer," she told him with a warm, sparkly smile. "Soon you will see the valley for your very first time."
Little Hammer felt the excitement, he felt the nervousness, felt the resolve, and he nodded his head. Whether he was ready or not, it was time to go. Little Hammer was grouped with his brothers and sisters with the instruction that they were to follow their mother, step by step, down the slope of the cliff. Little Hammer was first in line behind his mother, and given the extra responsibility of showing his siblings where their mother placed her strong hooves. When the sun finally broke over the edge of the mountain, his mother took her first step down. They followed her as she hugged the edge of the cliff and quietly, confidently, clicked and clacked slowly, slowly down. Little Hammer followed, watched her hooves, watched the crags and crannies she chose, and occasionally looked over the edge down into the abyss. Luckily, Little Hammer, like all Nubian ibexes, wasn't at all afraid of heights. In fact, he found it exhilarating. He loved feeling so high up, so stable on the rock. He felt at home. Down, down, down they went all day long, and by the time they reached the camp for the night, a very special cave called the Midway, Little Hammer was feeling confident. He felt proud of the day, proud of how he had only stumbled a few times, how he ably led his brothers and sisters. He was feeling so confident from the day that when he thought about the leopards below, he wasn't feeling afraid. He started to imagine himself joining his father and uncles, joining them to push those leopards out of the valley, showing his growing horns and joining the charge. This made him smile. This made him puff up his chest and feel very strong. And then the messenger came.
"We pushed them out," he said as he caught his breath. "We surrounded the leopards and pushed them out of the valley."
The group cheered. Little Hammer looked at his mother and grandmother and brothers and sisters, and they all smiled and called out praise for this good news. But it was short-lived, for the messenger immediately hissed at them.
"No, you must be quiet," he said in a loud whisper. "We pushed them out of the valley, but they climbed into the hills and the mountains. The leopards left the valley, but it will be some time until the Midway is safe. The leopards could be out there, outside this cave. It's not safe to continue down the cliff. No, until we know the Midway is free of leopards, you must all stay here. And you must be quiet. I will be back as soon as I can, and I will bring others."
All the joy, all the relief, as well as all the pride and confidence that Little Hammer had just been feeling, was now replaced by fear again. The leopards could be out there, the messenger said. They had to stay put. They all looked to the messenger, who then bowed his great head, watched him turn, and then watched him head down the mountain. They were all very quiet. And then Little Hammer's mother turned to his grandmother and whispered,
"But what about food? We are tired and hungry. What shall we eat?"
It was true. As soon as his mother said this, he felt his stomach grumble. He was very hungry. He heard other bellies grumble as well. Little Hammer could see that his grandmother did not know how to answer this question. And then one of his aunts spoke up.
"There is a patch of grass just outside the cave. We could eat that while we wait."
Little Hammer and the others all breathed out in relief. There was food. There was a patch of grass. And when they followed his aunt outside the cave to see the patch of grass, even Little Hammer could see that this patch of grass was hardly enough for one of the ibex, let alone the entire group. They all looked at each other. What would they do? It was quiet for a long time. Both the older and younger ibexes looked at the small patch of grass and wondered, how would they do this? How would they all be able to eat with such a small amount of food? Finally, his grandmother spoke up.
"Let us divide the patch into portions so that we all have something to eat. But let us leave some for tomorrow as well. Then we will decide what to do."
No one objected. It seemed like the only thing they could do. Little Hammer's mother and grandmother looked through the patch. They cut the blades and made little piles so that everyone had a bit to eat. And then they distributed the piles to each of the ibexes, young and old. His mother gave him his pile. It was quite small, really just a single mouthful. He was hungry and tired, and he took the small pile gratefully.
"Thank you,"
he said, smelling the few strands of grass. They smelled light and flowery, and they smelled delicious.
"Eat up," she said with a warm smile.
And he did. He savored every bite. When he was finished chewing and he swallowed the cud down, his belly ached for more. But he didn't say anything. He knew that was all there was, and perhaps would be all there was for a while. They all tucked their legs and knelt down on the cave's floor to sleep. They were exhausted from the travel. They were hungry from the small portions, but overall, they were grateful for the safety of the cave, grateful to have each other, and grateful knowing that once they did manage to reach the valley, they would be safe from the leopards. And they fell asleep. Little Hammer slept deeply and had a wonderful dream about a sun that shimmered with healing light, light that nourished all and a light that never went out. And in the morning, as everyone woke and stretched and considered the day ahead, Little Hammer felt his belly grumble, and he followed his aunt to look at the patch of grass just outside the cave's entrance, only to see that it seemed to have grown. The patch of grass looked like it had grown back in one night, and it was just as big, if not a little bigger, than it had been before they ate.
"Look," he said, pointing his short horns toward the pile.
The others joined them and marveled.
"Is it the same patch of grass?" asked one.
"How did it grow back so fast?" asked another.
"Has it remained the same, but we just thought it was smaller?"
suggested a third. No one had a clear answer. But later that day, as they enjoyed their portions of the patch, they were all very grateful that, however it grew back, that it was there. The ibexes spent the day inside the cave, taking turns to peek outside and breathe the fresh air and feel the sun. They were quiet, just as the messenger suggested, and then, as the sun set, they went to sleep. The next morning, they woke to the same miraculous discovery. There was more food. How could this be? They asked. The patch of grass was somehow growing back and growing back more full and more rich, all in one night. Though they did not have an answer, they gratefully ate their portions and continued to remain in the cave. And the same thing happened the next day and the next. The patch did not get smaller and in fact got bigger. Their portions were larger every day, and every day they were grateful for what they received, yet confused at how this was happening. Several of the ibexes tried to stay awake to see how the patch grew, but they inevitably fell asleep and woke to discover the miracle along with the rest. Finally, on the eighth morning after the eighth night of the miracle, Little Hammer woke not only to see that there was more food for him and the others, but he woke to see that his father and his uncles had arrived.
"The valley and the midway is now safe,"
his father announced.
"You can all leave the cave and come with us to the green grasses below."
Now they could celebrate without worry. Now they could cheer and sing songs and dance without fearing the attention of the leopards. They were finally safe.
"Were you scared?"
asked Little Hammer to his father as they descended the rest of the way to the valley.
"Sometimes,"
said Big Hammer.
"But I had the strength of the others on my side. Were you scared in the cave?"
"Sometimes," said Little Hammer. "But I had the others, too. And..."
"What?" asked Big Hammer. "And what?"
"And,"
said Little Hammer, trying to figure out how to say it,
"we also had something else. Something bigger that was making sure we were okay."
Big Hammer nodded his immense head and said,
"Yes, I felt the same way."
And then father and son continued down the steep rocky path toward the green verdant valley below, step by step, together.
This has been an original story from Sparkle Stories at sparklestories.com. Copyright 2016. All rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.